What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 521. In this episode, I'll discuss a case of drug-induced liver injury in a COVID-19 patient taking remdesivir and PGP inhibitors. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode521. A case report of apparent drug-induced liver injury from remdesivir and PGP inhibitors was published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases in June 2020. A 64-year-old male with a 7-day history of symptoms was admitted and tested positive for COVID-19. The patient was started on a 5-day course of chloroquine with a 600-milligram loading dose followed by 300 milligrams PO twice daily. 3 days later, the patient was transferred to the ICU due to the need for mechanical ventilation. The patient developed a PE and ICU-acquired weakness and on hospital day 16 was started on remdesivir. Although the authors do not specify the dose of remdesivir used, the expanded access program that they do reference indicates the dose used was 200 milligrams IV times 1, followed by 100 milligrams IV daily. 2 days later, the patient developed new-onset atrial fibrillation and was given 700 milligrams of IV amiodarone. 3 days after that, and on day 5 of remdesivir therapy, the patient developed an ALT of 1,305 and an AST of 1,461, both far above the upper limits of normal. Remdesivir was stopped when the elevated AST and ALT were discovered, and there was a rapid decrease in the AST and ALT, although it was several weeks before they completely normalized. The patient was discharged to rehab and eventually back home. The authors felt that remdesivir was implicated as the cause of liver injury based on the time relation, the positive D challenge, the known in vitro toxicity of remdesivir, and the absence of alternative causes of hepatotoxicity. The authors note remdesivir is a substrate of PGP, and the patient received treatment with two PGP inhibitors, chloroquine and amiodarone. The theory is that the inhibition of PGP prevented the efflux of remdesivir from hepatocytes, thus leading to toxic intracellular levels and subsequent liver injury. The authors concluded more research is needed to verify this mechanism, but they recommend physicians to be cautious with the prescription of PGP inhibitors in patients receiving remdesivir therapy. The FDA emergency authorization for use does list remdesivir as an in vitro proven substrate for PGP. Both PGP inhibitors that this patient received, chloroquine and amiodarone, have a very long half-life which could contribute to the interaction. Such an interaction would limit the treatment options of atrial fibrillation in patients on remdesivir as amiodarone, diltiazem, and verapamil are all PGP inhibitors. Digoxin is only a substrate of PGP and would theoretically not have an increased risk of liver toxicity with remdesivir, and metoprolol is neither a substrate nor an inhibitor of PGP. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.